Bros, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Pete Beelman, Elmo Tanner, Orm Downs, Country Washburn, and Red Engel, who join with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now music by the band you have to beat, Ted Weems and the boys play Down Argentine Way. That ray of sunshine, that light-hearted lad who has come to mean so much to us all. That true and esteemed friend of every one of us. And if you don't believe it, I'll leave it to the boys in the band. See what I mean? Gary Moore.
Thank you. See, fellas, that was nice. Fine. Anytime I'm drowning, I know where I can go to get a glass of water. But I'll get even with you on these questions we've got today because they're mighty tough and well worth the $10 that the makers of Kix will pay for each one used. Of course, those of you who beat the band will receive a guaranteed minimum of double money. That's $20 plus a full case of Kix. But remember that bonus. The amount might even be as high as $25, $50, or even $100. So now, why don't all of you send in a beat the band question? You might be a band beater, you know, and just address it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I don't know, here comes that unrehearsed portion of the program, so listen for the booms when the boys toss those half dollars in the old bass drum. I'm sure there'll be plenty of questions missed today, and Raymond Moore of Wellsville, Ohio, pens this first one. A midget attended a bazaar where kisses were sold, and he bought one. Now, what did he suggest to the beautiful debutante so that he might collect his purchase with greater ease? It's a tune that was very popular about 9 years ago, and Red Engel had his hand up, so did Pete Beelman, so did Country Watch.
Bend down, sister.
Bend down, sisters, right, sure. Let's hear you play that if you can. Thank you. And Red, it gives you the first 10 points up on the scoreboard for today and a very fine jam session. We're going to have trouble today, I can tell.
It's easy, Gary. It's
easy. Oh, no. Neil Beaton of Beverly Hills, California says, Casper Milktoast went to call on his best girl and found her in the arms of a man who looked like a cross between King Kong and Goliath. The title of a tune popular about 35 years ago tells you what he did. And Pete Beelman's got the answer. Pretty hot today.
Good night, sweetheart.
What was your answer again, Pete?
Good night, sweetheart.
step down. I'm afraid not. No, no, the answer is he walked in, he walked right in and turned around and walked right out again.
No.
See? Sure he did. That tune sold 1 million copies, Mr. Beelman, 35 years ago. And so it looks like the second question in this afternoon's quiz manages to beat the band. Mr. Beelman, you'll have to throw 50 cents in the old bass drum. And to Neil Beaton of Beverly Hills, California, we send our congratulations, a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be a whole lot more if we keep that bonus in mind. Pete, you look stunned. Is there something the matter? That...
No, no, I'm all right. Come on.
All right. All right. We'll go on with the
question. I wasn't here 35 years ago. How am I supposed to know the answer to that question?
Well, we thought you might... You heard about Columbus discovering America, didn't you? You weren't here then either. You've heard about it. All right, now, a note from... What's the matter? Red Engel's got something... What? Oh, Beelman, you didn't throw 50 cents in the drop.
That's what I was stunned about. You never...
I'll get away with it.
All right, throw 50 cents.
Nice fine. Going, Engel.
Thank you. A note from Gillette French of Springfield, Massachusetts is next in order. It seems a woman asked Methuselah on his 969th birthday how he was feeling. The title of a tender little tune about 4 years old will tell you if you place a comma after the second word of the title. Could have saved my breath on that one. Now, here it goes. All right, Pete Beelman wants to try again.
Place a comma after the second word?
After the second word, yes.
I feel like a million?
Pete, look, I think it would probably save you a lot of time if you just move your chair near to the bass drum so you won't have to throw so far. No. No, the answer is a little old, lady. Very good. And so
that answer rhymes with drowsy, too, you know that.
Gillette French of Springfield, Massachusetts becomes the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more, but it'll probably turn out to be a lot less if Beelman doesn't sit down. Anyhow, it's safe to leave cover for a moment, boys, because that ends our first group of questions. I think it might be moot to prove you do know a tune. How about it, Ted?
Well, we might offer that proof in the shape of a brand new song called Close in Your Arms.
That sounds good. We might even ask Perry Como to prove that he knows it, too.
Close in your arms, deep in your heart, thrilled by the touch of your hand. Close in your arms, never to part, see, but the feeling is grand. Each time you say you're mine, my pulse seems to pause, and it's only because I'm yours completely. Close in your arms, deep in your heart, whispering I love you, I do. Each little beat whispers my sleep, you're so in love with me too. So hold me closely and then kiss me, then hold me again. Close in your arms and deep in your heart, my love. In your arms, deep in your heart, whispering I love you, I do. Each little beat whispers my sleep, you're so in love with me too. So hold me closely and then kiss me, then hold me again. Close in your arms and deep in your heart, my love.
tomorrow is a lovely day.
Now stop right where you are. Now, Miss Maxwell, will you be so good as to tell the jury how you know tomorrow will be a lovely day? Are you in league with the weatherman, Miss Maxwell?
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with the weather.
Oh, so tomorrow will be a lovely day, as you ask this court to believe that it has nothing to do with the weather. Then just what has it got to do with, Miss Maxwell?
It's very simple. You see, I'm having kicks for breakfast.
Case dismissed. If defendant is having kicks for breakfast, then tomorrow is a lovely day. Order, order, order a couple of packages of kicks from your neighborhood grocer, and your day will be pretty lovely tomorrow, too. For kicks is something new for breakfast, new in its form of round golden corn bubbles, new in its tempting, delicate, different corn flavor, and new in the amazing way it stays crisp in milk or cream. Order kicks from your grocer and have yourself
a lovely day tomorrow.
And as we come into
our second group of questions, I just get so thrilled over being an actor, I don't know what to do. Coming into our second group of questions today, we find that so far the score established by the band is about 2 points lower than their blood count. Two people so far have managed to beat the band out of 3 questions asked. Nice going, audience. And now Sam LaPorta of Stamford, Connecticut writes, an actor was about to begin an extremely sad scene when the director informed him his work was done for the day. Now a tune of 1925 will tell you what the director said. All right, and let me see. Parker Gibbs put his hand up, as did Ralph Blank. Parker?
Save your sorrow.
Save your sorrow. That's not all of it, though.
Save your sorrow for tomorrow.
For tomorrow. Save your sorrow for tomorrow. Sure.
That's the theme song of Fibber and Molly.
Sure.
I got to think of it.
You all worked on that program for a while, didn't you, as a matter of fact? That'll be fine. Thank you very much. You sort of saved your breath for the next number, too, didn't you? Got out 8 bars, and that's all. Anyhow, it gives you 10 points on the scoreboard there, Parker Gibbs. And now Maurice I. Minton of Chicago, Illinois, writes, when a man asked in a store for change for his $2 bill, the clerk gave him only half the correct amount. Now, what brand new tune with a slight emphasis on the last word of the title tells you how the man asked for the missing money?
Wow.
Well, here we go again now. A man walks into a store, gives the woman a $2 bill, he was supposed to get $2 back, and the clerk only gives him half the correct amount. Now, what brand new tune with a slight emphasis on the last word of the title tells you how the man asked for the missing money? What do you say we just save a lot of time and tell you what the answer is here, huh? The answer is, let's have another one. Very good, too. And so Maurice I. Minton of Chicago, Illinois, joins the great majority of people who today are beating the band. He receives a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be a whole lot more. Remember that $100 bonus, and everybody throws 50 cents in the old bass drum, with Country Washman and Pete Beelman trying to out-fumble each other to see who gets theirs in last. H. Ogden of Redondo, California, offers a novel biography. I was born in the 13th century in the village of Berglin, Switzerland. I am very skillful with the crossbow. I connived with 33 of my countrymen to deliver Switzerland. I refused to salute the cap of Gessler and was sentenced to prison, but escaped. Name me and you'll know what melody to play. And Red Ingles got his hand up in the air, as has Orm Downs. Orm couldn't see you behind the piano. I'll tell
William
you what, Fell.
William Fell
overture is like. Can you play that all together? Boy, to listen to that, you think the program is being scouted by Merle Evans. That was fine, fellas. Boys in the band playing the William Tell Overture, and it gives Red Engel 10 points up on the scoreboard. And now poetry. Oh, poetry from Frank Khalifa, I believe, of Scranton, Pennsylvania. A skunk met a wolf in the woods one day. The wolf turned tail and ran away. The skunk told his friends about it with glee, how he had forced the wolf to flee. It's simple, said he, to chase that guy. Why, all you need is... And Joe Hooven thinks she's got the answer back there.
The breeze and I.
That's good. Yeah, the breeze and I. Let's hear you play that, will you? That's fine, Joseph. Thank you very much. That gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. And gives the sponsor apoplexy, if he's listening. Wow. Anyhow, it does give you 10 points, so what do you care about? I don't know what that last bunch of questions proved, except that the early worm gets the bird. And maybe that's why you fellas kept your hands in your pockets at least 50% of the time. But anyhow, how about music now, Ted? And I do mean music.
Well, if suggestions are in order, Gary, I'd like to hint a bit of Ferryboat Serenade.
Oh, fine, with Three Dopes and a Dame doing the lyrics. Marvel.
Out of $1, here's your change. 75 and 10 is 85, and 5 is $1. Thank you.
Let's say 75 and 10 is, and 5 is... Hey, I've been robbed! I've been shortchanged! Officer!
That's right, mister. Yell your head off. Getting shortchanged is serious business. And you know, there's more than one way of being shortchanged, too. For instance, this business of vitamins and minerals in your daily diet. They're important. You need them to look and feel your best. And yet thousands of people today are trying to get along on the kind of a diet that actually shortchanges them on vitamins and minerals. And right here, I want to recommend General Mills' new corn cereal, Kix, for your breakfast. Because Kix does not shortchange you on the essential vitamins and minerals of whole corn. Kix gives you these helpful vitamins and minerals in full grain strength. For Kix today is vitalized. Of course, there have always been plus food values in Kix, added to it to combat certain dietary deficiencies. But now, a way has been found to give you actual full-grain strength of all the essential vitamins and minerals of whole corn. The actual amounts that wise old Mother Nature intended you to get from corn. So from now on, don't compromise with a breakfast food that may, even accidentally, shortchange you on these valuable food elements. Get all that's coming to you in a corn cereal by asking your grocer for the new Vitalized Kix. Spell K-I-X.
And so we come into our third group of questions for this afternoon, with 7 questions having been asked and 3 of those having stumped the orchestra or beat the band, as we say. And now let's see what Mary Elizabeth Brunson of Bowling Green, Kentucky can do with this question. She wants to know how we know the man in the moon is anemic. The tune is from 1920, a ballad, and pick out Elmo Tanner. Pete Fieldman had his hand up, and so did Red Engel.
Pale Moon.
Pale Moon is right. Sure, can you whistle Pale Moon, friend? And it gives you, I believe, your first 10 points on the scoreboard for today. Am I right, Elmo? Let's hope it won't be your last for your sake, not for our sake, however. Ruth Perry of Cleveland, Ohio, charmingly contests with our band through the medium of poetry. No doubt you've heard of Topsy, that little colored rogue, and one of her equally famous lines when she said, "I just growed." But our modern Topsy is more outright. Anyhow, she's changed her line to what? An old favorite popular tune recently revived, and Ralph Blank over on the piano thinking,
"I'm nobody's baby."
I'm nobody's baby's right. Hit that on the piano, will you? In C. It gives you your 10 points on the scoreboard for a minute there. I didn't recognize it was Ruffles on the downbeat. That comes from way back, but not the way you did it. Mrs. James Anderson of Seattle, Washington writes, "An old favorite harmony tune suggests a dog howling at the moon on a clear night." Suggests a dog howling at the moon on a clear night. An old-time harmony tune. Oh, and so easy. I think we've got you this time, gentlemen. I'll give it to you just again. An old favorite harmony tune suggests a dog howling at the moon on a clear night. Time's up, and the answer is Moonlight Bay. Moonlight Bay, sure it is. All right, I'll tell you what, just for the fun, are the four of you in here who know that Moonlight Bay, know how it goes? Put your hand up. Let's get a quartet. Now, the first four put their hands up, and let's see if you can sing it just for the heck of it. All together. Somebody start it down, B, will you? Ready? That'll be enough, thank you. In fact, I'm sorry I started the whole thing. And to Mrs. James Anderson of Seattle, Washington, goes a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be a whole lot more. Keeping that bonus in mind, everybody in the orchestra, stand up and throw 50 cents in the old bass drum, if you will. All right, now Mrs. G.E. Stevenson of Liberty, Indiana, pens this bit. A bride and a groom were in a brand new home when the talkative mother of the bride called. The title of a tune about 2 years old tells you what the mother-in-law said to the new groom that worried him no little. And Red Engel put his hand up in the air first. All right, Red?
Yes.
Huh?